Welcome back to the Calvin Corelli audio experience. It is time for a reboot of this podcast. I'm very, very excited to get on with that. It's been dormant for a while, as you've seen, but it's time to reboot it. So the focus here is my mission is really to help raise the next generation of leaders. So as a man, I particularly want to reach and talk to young men. So like 20, 25, all the way up to like 35, 40, and help you guys grow and evolve into becoming the leader that you can be and that the world needs. I think it's pretty obvious when you look around that we're not in a good place, right? The leaders that we currently have are generally terrible. They have no spine, whether physically or morally. Just look at their postures generally, right? They have terrible posture. They have terrible health. They tell us how to live our lives and what to do. They have no integrity. They have no courage. Right? They're not willing to stand up for truth, for values, for what's right in the world. They're way too easily corrupted by money or power or, you know, fame or any kind of, you know, accolades that the world throws at them. And this needs to change. If we're going to get anywhere in society, this needs to absolutely change. And the way it changes is by being a leader who knows themselves, like being someone who knows who you are. When you truly know who you are, like at the deepest core of your being, and you know what you're here to do, then someone throwing, you know, a few, you know, $1,000 or $100,000 after you is not going to corrupt you. It's not going to allow you to bend your integrity because you know that it's so much more important who you are to yourself and to your creator, and that you get to sleep well at night, and that you get to experience love of your God, love of your family, love of your friends, love of your community. That's so much more important than, you know, whatever amount of money someone might throw at you. So those are the kinds of leaders that we need. Leaders who are doing their inner work, who are releasing their trauma. If you don't release your old trauma, you're going to keep recreating that over and over and over again in your life. If you don't take back your projections, you're going to project them all over the place. If you don't clean yourself up, inside and outside, then you're just going to be perpetrating the same damn mess. The key here is that the chain of suffering and the chain of ignorance stops with us. We are choosing to be the clean instrument that the world needs, both because the world needs it and it's our moral obligation, our moral duty, but also because it's what feels the best. When you're in touch with yourself, when you're in tune with your true self and your true feelings, then you recognize that this is the only way to live. This is what makes you feel really good about who you are and what you're doing, and it allows you to be a free person, a free man, a free human being. That's what we're here for. I'm here to support you in that journey by talking to people who can help with that process, who can help, you know, inform that process for you, and by sharing everything that I'm learning in this process. I consume a ton of books, podcasts, interviews, conversation shows, all kinds of stuff, and just focused on sharing the best of what I learn with you so that you can thrive as a full, whole being, as a person that is fully mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually mature. That is my aim for you, and that's what this podcast is about. I will talk to you soon.